Some of us are coming singing as we go. It's nice. All righty, guys. So we continue. We've been talking about the worship service. We've mostly worked our way through, but here I want to talk today about something that we do pretty much every week, and that is that we have a communion, right? And by the way, you guys don't receive it yet, so we're going to talk about that a little bit too. But every week we come here, we kneel at this altar, and we give out bread and wine. And with the bread and wine, we also receive the body and blood of Jesus, right? Who remembers? Jesus said, take and eat this what? This is my body, right? And then he said about the wine, this what? Is my blood. So we don't understand all that, but we receive by faith that Jesus does. Now this, I brought with me this morning, this is a little kit I have for taking communion out to somebody maybe at their home, or maybe at a hospital, or a nursing home. This is, if we want to have communion at home, it has bread in here and wine in here. The seminary, when I was a fourth year student, gave all the students this to take out to your ministry. I've had it then for 22 years, right? So this is the body and blood of Christ given for us. Given for what? The forgiveness of sins, right? So we receive this every week, the body and blood of Christ. Now, why do kids not receive communion yet? Have you wondered about that? The reason is because there's going to be some instruction, right? So there's some teaching and some learning and some growing. And you guys will get to the place where you too receive the sacrament. And what I want you to do is I want you to look forward to it, right? To look forward to the day when you come here week after week to receive the body and blood of Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Who here sinned this past week? Adults? Almost none of them. That's awesome. What a great church, Isaac. Guess who sinned this week, guys? All of us, right? So when we come to church, we need the forgiveness of sins. We leave here refreshed and renewed, right? So that's communion. It's really the high point of the service. All the other things lead up to that, that Jesus is with us like he said he is and comes to us in forgiveness of sins so we can leave here refreshed and renewed, right? That's what communion is. So thanks for coming up, guys. You can head back to your spots.